Well, the Christmas season is upon us, and that brings lots of things to mind, family and friends and festive times, and hopefully some goodwill along the way as well. Something else it brings during the course of the Christmas season is something we'd rather not think too much about, but scams are also a part of the Christmas season, unfortunately. While there are several folks who are good people and many folks with good feelings and wanting to do good during the holiday season, there are some folks who feel just the opposite, and they would like to take advantage of that. The Better Business Bureau has listed its, kind of along the theme of Christmas, it's listed as 12 scams of Christmas for the year, and take a look at some of those things that you might want to look out for here as you enjoy the Christmas holiday season. Different ways to avoid and identify some of these different types of holiday scams. One of those is the lookalike websites. Many consumers will see an increase in the number of email alerts announcing deals, gifts, and sales. And then when those mailers can look legitimate, the links may actually lead to lookalike websites that are meant to trick you into entering private information or give scammers an opportunity to download malware onto your computer. So to protect yourself, some things that folks should do is review the sender's address, as businesses will often send emails with a proprietary address. Look for misspellings throughout the email. That's usually a pretty good sign because a lot of these things are coming from places like Nigeria and Ghana and different places in Africa. Hover over links without clicking to see where they reroute. So you can kind of maybe take a look at that. Also, only enter sensitive information into a website that begins with HTTPS. The S informs you that it's a secure site and that information is encrypted for your safety. Another one to look for is the social media gift exchange. Purchasing one gift and receiving several in return may sound like a harmless way to give and receive presents, but that's a seasonal scam that comes around every year. It's a pyramid scheme, and well, pyramid schemes are illegal. There's also the grandparent scams. Scammers often target seniors, posing as their grandchildren or maybe some other family member. And they claim that they've been in an accident, been arrested, been hospitalized, or they come up with some other urgent issue. The circumstances often require money be sent immediately to resolve those issues. So if you happen to feel like you're a target of a grandparent scam, some things you should do would be to verify the situation by calling the family member in question directly. Also, check with other family members to see if those claims are true. And be wary if you're asked to wire money or send gift cards in place of making a payment with a credit card. It seems harmless and seems obvious, but we've seen folks around here in the Southwest Iowa area who have fallen prey to some of these different scams. So make sure you're aware of those, especially when you get those unsolicited phone calls. Temporary holiday jobs, it says here too. Many businesses require a little extra help with the holiday rush, and they often seek temporary employees, but they suggest that you beware of fraudsters who attempt to glean personal information from applicants. Job seekers who are trying to avoid this scam should make sure they apply for the job in person or by going directly to the retailer's website and not following a link somewhere that they found online or had emailed to them. Be wary of anyone requiring you to hand over personal information over the phone or online before meeting for an interview. And be suspicious of a job that requires you to pay for equipment or any software up front. Free gift cards is another one that they list. Who doesn't love free stuff, especially around the holidays? Scammers hope to take advantage of that fondness through phishing emails and pop-up ads offering gift cards. So if you come across one of these offers, you shouldn't open the email. It can be a phishing attempt. But if you do, don't click the links that are associated with it. Instead, mark the email as spam or junk. Also, share any personal information to receive the card, as the scammers will use the information to steal your identity later, so don't do that. And also, don't click the ad, but close out of the app or program that you're using. Clear your history and turn on your ad blocker to make sure those don't pop up again. E-cards are another way that people can reach you. Christmas cards are sent out each year at this time. And while some friends and family may be going high-tech by using e-cards, so are scammers. You can spot a friendly e-card from a scam by looking for certain things, whether or not the sender's name is easily visible. Also, be wary if you're required to enter any personal information to open the card. and avoid opening any suspicious email. But if you do and you see an attachment that ends in .exe, which indicates an execute command, that's an executable file, it could download a virus into your computer. So don't open those at all. Another note that they list here is fake shipping notifications. Deliveries notifications can often be expected throughout the holiday season because many consumers go online purchasing gifts. Some of these announcements may be phishing scams, though. They can be false notification emails, and a lot of times they use legitimate business names and maybe even their logo to trick you into opening the email and then allowing thieves to gain access to personal information and passwords. So some things that you should know, most online vendors provide tracking information that can be used to verify where your items are and identify the delivery company as well. You're not required to pay money to receive your package. That payment was made when you make your purchase. And delivery services don't need personal information to deliver your items. Short of your address, that's nothing really else they need. Another one is phony charities, and we've heard a lot about these, haven't we? Charities often get a boost this season as consumers are in the giving spirit, but scammers also seek to take advantage, and they can pose as charities or needy individuals soliciting donations. So here are a few tips for spotting scammers. They suggest that you look for sound-alike names. Verify your charity at give.org. And also you can review the charity's website to make sure that they specify their plans for donations and how that they'll be able to use the address issues and they claim to combat. So make sure how they want to use that money to combat those different issues. Letters from Santa is another scam that's floating. Many legitimate businesses offer personalized letters from Santa, but some copycat scammers are just looking to glean personal information from unsuspecting parents. So be suspicious of unsolicited emails offering special prices or packages for letters from Santa. And you can also check the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org, to identify the legitimacy of any company that might offer letters from Santa. Unusual forms of payments are also some red flags that should go up this time of the year. When you're making your holiday purchases, be wary of anyone asking for a strange form of payment, as they often can't be traced or be undone. Now, what kind of strange forms of payment? Well, it could be prepaid debit or gift cards, wire transfers, third parties, all those kinds of things. In fact, it's more of a everyday scam, not just a holiday scam, when you don't know people and they are asking you for things like prepaid debit or gift cards because, well, there are a lot of different reasons. They might say that, hey, they're in a bad situation. It's kind of like the grandparent scheme. They're in a bad situation or a tough spot, or they're traveling and they are suddenly finding themselves out of money and need some help. Those are all red flags that should pop up immediately. Travel scams are another one that's popular during the holiday season. Traveling for the holidays can get expensive, and bargains may be tempting, but some offers may be scams that end up costing you more instead of helping you save. So to avoid travel scams, consumers should know certain things. First, be cautious when it comes to email offers, especially if it's from an unknown sender or company. Never wire money to someone that you don't know. And don't know means if you haven't met them in person. And also ask for references as well. Those help in those travel scams. And here's another one that's kind of interesting. It's called puppy scams. You know, while it's a year-round issue, puppy scams hurt families seeking to add a family member to their household for the holidays. They say puppy scams are often difficult to avoid as cute pictures and good deals pull at the heartstrings and at the wallet. So you want to prevent fraud. These are the things consumers should look for. Do an image search online of the photo given of your pet. If multiple websites pop up, it's probably a scam. Know what prices to expect, because if the cost seems just too good to be true, you know the axiom, it probably is. You can also search Better Business Bureau, the BBB.org site, for accredited breeders and rescue shelters. And never pay using a money order or via the Western Union or MoneyGram. Instead, use a credit card, which will give you the added protection of being able to dispute some of those charges. And again, if you come across any of these types of scams during the holiday season, you can help protect yourself and others by making sure you keep a close eye on your financial statements and quickly dispute any unrecognized charges on your statement. You can submit a report to the BBB Scam Tracker and also file a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. If nothing else, contact your local law enforcement, and they can move that up the chain if it needs to go as well. That way, at least everyone else in your neighborhood and around your area will know of some of those current scams that have been going on. We hear about those quite frequently here in our newsroom. So have fun and be charitable if the season calls you in that direction, and be safe as well. Look out for some of those scams. Not everyone has your best interests at heart.